and gentlemen of the radio audience, this is station PUNK Crawdad Holler. It is now 6 o'clock, full of junk watch time. At the next stroke of the gong, it will be exactly 6:43 1/2 and 9/10 o'clock, full of junk. Watch for the gong now. The watch fell. The full of junk watch fell. Did the full of junk watch stop? No, the full of junk watch did not stop. Full of junk watches never stopped. It went right through the floor. Like the automobile, the radio is here to stay. Yes, my good listeners, the auto and the radio are here to stay because they're in direct opposition to each other. The automobiles kept folks out of the home. The radio kept them in the home. For a while, it looked as though the race were a tie. Were the automotive fellas going to let the radio kill their business when the auto has been in the killing business so many years? Professor Abacadabra says, most men refuse to take their wives along on business trips because of doctor's orders. They've been told not to take anything that disagrees with them. And the easiest way for a fella to boost himself in the estimation of a queen is with a little jack. But money doesn't make a fool out of a gal nearly as often as a gal can make money out of a fool. When a man gets tired of being told to shut his trap, he would be wise to marry a dentist lady. At least she would tell him to open it up. Now, down at the county courthouse today, a lawyer was defending a man accused of housebreaking, and he said to the court, Your Honor, I submit that my client did not break into the house at all. He found a window open and merely put his right arm in, removing a few trifling articles. Now, my client's arm is not a cell, and I fail to see how you can punish the whole individual for an offense committed by only one of his limbs. The judge considered for a moment and replied, I sentence the defendant's arm to 1 year's imprisonment. He can accompany it or not, as he chooses. The defendant smiled, and with the assistance of his lawyer, unscrewed his cork arm, and leaving it in the courtroom, walked out. Well, so long, folks. I've got a date with an aviator who's going to make a jump from a plane at 8:55. I'm supposed to meet him at 9 o'clock if the parachute opens up.